Check out don'tperish.com. Make sure you're living for the kingdom of God. Make sure you're following Christ in righteousness. Have you lost your life to become a child of God? What fills up your days, American neighbors? Does entertainment fill your days? Does relaxation fill your days? Did you wake up today? Here's a good question. Did you wake up today to serve God, love God, obey God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Did you, neighbors? The biblical gospel sets you free. Do you folks know the biblical gospel? Not what the churches teach, not what the culture teaches. The word of Jesus Christ, the word made flesh. Unless you're following this holy word of God, Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Lose your life, neighbor. Surrender to the will of God. Romans 12:2. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know the perfect will of God. The will of God is we obey Christ, walk in his ways, forsake all sin, forsake all worldliness, forsake the culture, forsake the church systems, and seek him in spirit and in truth. If you haven't lost your life completely, your pride, your vanity, you're living like the world, you're coming out of the churches, coming out of entertainment, politics. If you haven't lost your life for this glorious Savior, you have a false Jesus that cannot save you. The biblical Savior said in John 17, "My sheep are not of this world. They are not of the world," he said. He also said in the book of John, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Are you following the voice of Christ, his word, by the Spirit? Are you following your own false way? Are you living in rebellion against God? Are you seeking spirit and truth? Do you love this life? Have you lost your life for Christ? Matthew 10, lest you lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. John says, if we love the things of the world, 1 John 2:15, the love of the Father is not in us. James 4 says, to be a friend of the world, that means to be fond of the world. If you're fond of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The word preach means public crier. Go into the streets and warn people about the wrath of God that's coming. Folks, do you know the path to eternal life? Yes. It's a narrow path. Sir, can you explain the gospel and how a man is saved to me?
Absolutely.
Can you explain it to me, sir? Why won't you come and explain it? How do you get born again, sir? And do you live like the world after you're born again? Why are you of the world? Another man says he knows it. Couldn't wait to get away from me when I asked him to preach the gospel, to talk about the truth of God. This is the fruit we see in America. They can put off the street preacher. They can put off the word of God. They can put off holiness and righteousness. They can put off obedience. I can promise you, they even can put off the Holy Spirit. But I promise you, on Judgment Day, they're not going to put off the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They're not going to put him off. They're going to be judged and sent away in weeping and gnashing of teeth. Loving our neighbor, telling the truth today on a glorious day. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." Neighbors, are you seeking the kingdom of God today? Do you know the narrow path to eternal life? Jesus said it's a narrow path, but broad is the road to destruction. If you're following the churches and the culture, you're headed for destruction, neighbor. Turn, forsake your sin, repent, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can know the perfect will of God. What are you living for, neighbors? Are you living for the corruptible or the incorruptible? All these things I talk about are in Scripture. The Bible talks about an incorruptible crown that His people will receive. Those that are faithful in Christ by the gospel, His shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, born again by His Spirit, following holiness and obedience to the end. Incorruptible crown, what a glorious, glorious thing. But then there's the corruptible. The corruptible is that which you work for that does not last. What you're living for is not going to last, neighbor, if it's outside of Jesus Christ. It's corruptible. It's fading away. It's ready to be burned up by God when He brings the new heavens and the new earth. It's coming, neighbors. We're studying through the book of Revelation. He calls out the churches and tells them to repent. He tells them you've lost your first love. He tells them you've got false doctrine. He warns them, lest they repent, He'll remove their lampstand. This message is the same and true to the American church system today. They're false, they're corrupt, they're keeping false traditions. No hope of eternal life to come in false traditions, false ways. Lest you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing into today, neighbor? Are you sowing into goodness, truth, and righteousness? Do you know the path to eternal life, neighbors? What is it? Can you come explain it to me? We're supposed to love each other. Can you explain it? If you're of the world, you're not on the path to eternal life. We get these people all the time. There's a family right there, walk by. The man says, I have no time. He has no time to talk about Jesus Christ. Do you know where he walked into? A Mexican restaurant. Mexican food is more important than Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, His truth that transformed lives, His Spirit that calls you out of the world. Mexican food more important. What a lie. How lost he'll be on judgment day. Turn, repent, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Lose your life, neighbor. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today living your own way. Come out of the world. Come out of your pride. Come out of your vanity. Come out of every false way. As Paul said, they're caught in Satan's snare. Our neighbors are caught in the snare of Satan. What is the snare of Satan? The snare of Satan is the culture and churchianity. Let's talk about culture first. Sports, politics, entertainment, media, news, church systems, all far outside of the truth of God, there to deceive and corrupt you. Then let's talk about the church systems. Catholic, Evangelical, Mormon, Anabaptist, Jehovah's Witness, non-denoms, all designed to deceive you in some truth and many lies. Revelation 22 says, whoever loveth and practices a lie will not enter the kingdom of God. This is serious stuff, neighbors. The churches practice many lies. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday are lies. Saying you could be like the world is a lie. So don't be caught in Satan's snare, the churches and the culture. Repent, break free. John 8:32. Jesus said, the truth will make you free. Have you been set free by the truth of Christ? Have you come out of the world enough to serve Him? Walk in His ways. Have you been born again by the Spirit of God? So you no longer live after the kingdom of Satan. You're living after Jesus Christ. Test yourself, American neighbors. Don't squander the God-given life He's given you. He gives you life. He gives you breath. He gives you gravity. He gives you every heartbeat. But yet people live for themselves in selfishness and sin and worldliness. Pride and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, 1 Samuel 15 says. Don't be caught up in witchcraft and rebellion and pride. Humble yourself beneath the mighty hand of God and His Word. Repent and seek Jesus Christ.